Smuggling persists during the pandemic. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers say they continue to seize large loads of drugs on the Texas-Mexico border. The contraband also includes a popular Mexican delicacy. As Angela Cocherga from member station KTEP reports, it's a lot of bologna.
Customers at the La Mejor Texas Meat Shop in El Paso come for
calidad, producto fresco, y precios.
Quality, freshness, and good prices, says market manager Raul Burrell. The classic ranchera music, cuts of beef, and house marinades also provide a taste of Mexico. Miriam Ortiz is picking up some steaks and short ribs, but there's one thing this loyal customer cannot buy here or any other store in the U.S., Mexican bologna. The best-known brand is Chimex.
I love that. I love Chimex. You know, like, but they don't sell it over here, and it's very frustrating because we can't cross it either.
Mexican bologna is not allowed into the U.S. because it's made with pork and could introduce a foreign animal disease. But that does not stop smugglers, says Catherine Vasquez, a U.S. Customs and Border Protection agriculture specialist.
It's loved, and they crave it. They smuggle it across because they're able to sell it, per se, under the table.
Vasquez has inspected products at border crossings for more than 20 years. She says Mexican bologna is one of the most popular prohibited items. The contraband comfort food in the form of red-colored rolls turns up time and time again.
They call them chubs, those round rolls.
And the price of a roll at least doubles once it crosses the border, according to Vasquez.
Say anywhere from $30 to $40 all the way up to further north, up to $80 for one single roll.
Since May, CPB officers at border crossings in El Paso have seized at least 1,000 pounds of bologna. One man had 35 10-pound rolls hidden under blankets in the back seat of his SUV.
Have you tasted this bologna yourself? Have you ever tried it?
No. I know that it takes forever to burn.
That's because CPB officers destroy the bologna by incinerating it at ports of entry. And yes, it does smell like a big hot dog roast. Back at the La Mejor Texas Meat Shop, the manager points out the store has some great bologna. But for customer Miriam Ortiz, who grew up eating the Chimex brand in Mexico, it's just not the same.
It doesn't have the same flavor. I don't know if it's because it's Americanized. I don't know if it has the same ingredients. And over there, it's kind of like a reddish color. So I really don't know what's in there, but it's really good.
For Here and Now, I'm Angela Cocherga in El Paso.